Sheikh Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, not in this explanation, but in his recorded audio explanation of 40 hadiths of Imam An-Nawawi, he said the people of the past used to say that the ibadat of ahlu ghafla turn into normal actions, and the ibadat, the worship of the people that are unmindful, turns into normal actions. And the normal actions of the people that have understanding turn into ibadat. I'll say it again. The ibadat of the unmindful individual, the ibadat of the unmindful individual become normal action, and the normal action standing become ibadat, become actions of worship. This is because of the intention, Sheikh Uthaymeen, in his audio explanation of 40 hadith. What he meant by that is, when we talk about intention, we're talking about religious things. But even in things that are not related to the religion, the intention can turn a normal action to an action of worship. What he meant by that, let's start with the first one. The actions of worship of the unmindful individual turns into normal actions. For example, if you get an individual that is not mindful, he's not thinking, it's time to pray. He doesn't have any intention. He's not even thinking about the prayer. He's not even, he just goes and he prays. And he's not mindful of what he's doing. If the intention is not there, then that action turns into movements. If the intention is not there, that action turns into movements. Similarly, the person that fasts in Ramadan. That's why the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that you have to make the intention. So if a person doesn't make the intention, he just, that's Ramadan, and the likes of that, he's not mindful. This is something that Allah has ordered. This is something that's pleasing to Allah. This is something, and the likes of that, if he's not mindful, he just, it's Ramadan, khalas. Then he turns his action into just a habit. There's no reward involved. No reward involved because the intention is not there. But the opposite, if a person's mindful and he's doing a normal worldly action, eating. Person's eating. And in his mind, this is a blessing of Allah. I'm eating so that I can have strength, so that I can, fulfill the orders of Allah, prayer and the likes of that. So he's turned eating into an action of worship. He's turned eating into an action of worship. If you have a type of individual, sleeping. Normal action, worldly action. If a person says, Fajr comes in at 4 o'clock, so I'm going to go to sleep at 9:30 so that I can wake up early for Salat al-Fajr, make my wudu, and I can get to the masjid in time. So now he's turned a normal worldly action, which is sleeping, into an action of ibadah. Because he wants to do it on time so that he can wake up for ibadah. So now he's turned a normal action to an action of ibadah. So the scholars mentioned that if a person has the correct intention, they can turn normal actions, they can turn a normal action to an action of ibadah, which based on the intention. Now the intention is used in fiqh for several reasons. For one, the intention distinguishes the action that you're doing from a normal action. It distinguishes normal actions from actions of ibadah. For example, you have two individuals. Two individuals enter, you have like nowadays, you have some non-Muslims. They've viewed the Muslim prayer, and they said that's a perfect everyday exercise. There's some non-Muslims. They said the Muslim's prayer, standing, bowing, coming up from the bow, prostration, coming up from the prostration. They said that's a perfect exercise, everyday exercise. So they do it. Does that make them a Muslim? No. Even if a Muslim did that, if they're not a non-Muslim, a Muslim, if a Muslim stood up and said, I want to exercise, and I'm going to do it just like I pray. Right. So his intention is not there to pray. His intention is to exercise. Does he get the reward for prayer? He doesn't get the reward for prayer. So what distinguishes if two people, if one of them is praying, and one of them is exercising, and they're doing the same exact actions, what's distinguishing them, one from the other? The intention. The niyyah. The intention. So one thing, the intention is used to distinguish actions, normal day actions, normal everyday actions from actions of worship. That's one thing. Another thing, the intention is used to distinguish the action itself. Meaning when it's time for you to pray Salatul Buhur, although it's not something said off the tongue, it's an innovation to say it off the tongue, but you have the intention, you should have the intention that I'm praying Salatul Buhur. You should have the intention that I'm praying Salat al-Buhur. You know, for example, let's say if a person, he oversleeps, and he immediately wakes up, he runs in the bathroom, he makes a wudu, and he begins to pray, Allahu Akbar, without any intention for which prayer it is. The ulama say, no, there's a mistake. Because you have to distinguish, which prayer are you making? So that which should be in your mind, as well as that which should be in your heart, is that you're praying Salat al-Dhuhr. Because let's say, and let me mention that example again. A person oversleeps, and he wakes up at 4:30. He goes in the bathroom, he makes a wudu, and he's late for work, and his car is parked downstairs, and he might be blocking some people. He makes a wudu, he comes, he starts praying. Five, is he praying Dhuhr or is he praying Asr? The ulama say the intention has to be there. So not only to distinguish normal actions from everyday actions, but also to distinguish the action itself. Which prayer are you making right now? Are you making Dhuhr? Are you making Asr? They say, some of the ulama say from that moment, he has to turn it into a nafilah. He has to turn it into a nafilah because he had no intention. So was it Dhuhr? Was it Asr? You know? Some might say, he's praying the first prayer that he missed. Some might say he's praying the first prayer that he missed, but the ulama say that he has to distinguish which particular prayer is he making. Is he making Dhuhr? Is he making Asr? That intention has to be there. And if the intention wasn't there, it has to be a nafila. It has to be a nafila. So that's one of the things that the ulama mentioned.